Overdrive and Red Eye Radio, proud again to bring you the Trucker Talent Search this year. Drivers, you can enter now as three finalists will once again be chosen to compete live at this year's Great American Trucking Show in Dallas this August. You got to hurry, though. The entry deadline is May 1st. Details and rules are at overdriveonline.com. Jason Lee Wilson, the 2016 Trucker Talent Search winner, joins us right now. Jason, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. I haven't seen you since the Great American Trucking Show, so I hope things are going well for you. Let's get started here. One of the prizes, part of the prize package, you were going to get a recording session courtesy of Axle Out Pro. Our friends at Axle Out Pro were very generous in making this prize possible. So tell us, what was that session like?
It was a pretty neat session. It took place down at January Sound Studios in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
It's a fairly renowned studio.
And, right.
It was, a 6 or 8 hour session.
Wow.
And
wow.
Man. We got to visit for a little while and make some good music, and we shot some promotional videos for Axle Out Pro.
You know, this
had a good time.
Yeah, this is really great. They were a great sponsor, and Axle Out Pro really stepping up for this prize package. Had you ever been in a studio like this before?
Not that modern of a studio.
Right.
They had a pretty neat little setup. I've been in a few studios in Nashville, a little more traditional, older style.
Right. Right. What made you want to invite the other finalists, Will Perry and Keith Snyder, to participate in your recording? We heard you did that, and that was pretty cool of you to do that. What was behind that?
I know we hung out a lot at the show. Really super, super nice guys. And so we spent a lot of time at the competition. And I remember talking to him backstage, and Keith said that he was actually a bass player, had played bass for I don't know, 20, 30 years.
Right.
And that sort of stuck in my mind. And then Will had a really amazing voice. Got to witness his performances down there in Dallas.
Yeah.
And we talked about our mutual love for singing background or backup harmony vocals.
Right.
And that stuff, our conversations were just kind of reverberating in my mind. And I got to thinking about a song, not the song I performed at the contest, but another song I had that really didn't require much, or I didn't see a huge production, but I did hear a bass guitar,
yeah,
and some background vocals, and I said, well, shoot, those are the guys. And so I called them up, and I said, hey, would you be willing to come down and record with me? You know, it's lonely at the top, as they say. So when you can share your wealth with,
right,
or your opportunities with your friends,
then
that makes it even better. And
yeah.
It worked out that way, and it was like a reunion from Gats. It was like a Gats reunion. We go back to Dallas again and
right,
get to hang out, and
well, you guys sure,
they were both willing, and
yeah,
it turned out good.
You guys sure made it fun last year, because you seemed to have an instant chemistry and friendship right away as the three finalists, and I just think that's a very cool thing. What would you say, what would you, in terms of advice, what kind of advice would you give to someone who's possibly thinking of getting into this year's contest?
Well, don't be timid, don't be shy, just do it.
Yeah.
Let God work it out. If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't set all your fears or insecurities
right
aside, and just do it.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys,
I know both Keith and I actually submitted our videos on the last day.
Yeah.
The day of the deadline.
Right,
and
right.
And that was because, you know, schedules and your workload gets in the way, Yeah, I almost forgot and almost missed it. but we were both able to get it in on time. And yeah. I would recommend that you do it as soon as possible.
Yeah. And have fun. I mean, you guys kind of set that tone last year, and it just seemed like you guys were having fun throughout the event.
Yeah, so, no doubt. No doubt.
Enjoy it, you know. All right. So here's the question. Are you going to be at the GATS show in August?
If my schedule permits. I've got some shows. I've got some shows lined up throughout the year, some that I was able to work on my own, and then some that probably happened because of maybe winning the Trucker Talent Search. And right. I actually played a show in Vegas just about a week ago, and Keith was able to get a load down to Vegas the same around the same time, and we actually played a show together in Vegas.
Wow. Wow, that's nice. What was that like?
Yeah, that was cool. It was a rockabilly festival. It was called Viva Las Vegas. It's probably one of the premier rockabilly festivals in the world.
Right.
And huge show, and it lasted all weekend. But
wow,
we weren't able to hang out. I know, me and the drummer were traveled through Texas, and we did a show in Austin, and then we made it out to Vegas, and we had a practice with Keith and the Love's parking lot in Phoenix, and somewhere down in Kingman too. We slipped a couple practices in before the show date. We did our show, and then we all had to blast out of there.
Keith, yeah,
we did a show late night, and Keith had a load to pick up that morning at 8, and we had to head back to New Mexico.
So I just
it
love
was kind of a rush job, but yeah. It was fun.
Well, you know, I love that you're doing this as you're staying, you know, active in trucking and working it into your schedule. I mean, obviously a passion, you know, there's a job to do, I'm sure, and a paycheck to get from trucking. But, you know, your passion for music doesn't go away. You don't set that aside, and you've been able to take advantage of this opportunity. And really this prize package here. But then just kind of take that. I mean, it sounds like to me, Jason, that it kind of maybe gave you a renewed confidence or maybe a renewed spirit in your music.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. I love that. So
there's, you know, there's probably somebody else out there.
Yeah.
Somebody else out there that that this would be a great opportunity and might lead to the next thing.
Yeah, you know, over the years, I've been hosting this program for over 20 years, and of course, going back to the Bill Mack days and a Grammy Award winning songwriter, people would approach us all the time, still do for me. They'll send us, you know, email. Okay, what should I do? I like to sing. You know, any advice? And my advice is always get out there, just get out and play. Any chance
That's
you get,
it.
Get out and play. You know, and
That's keep. It.
It's not that it's not that you think you're going to be discovered and get a label deal tomorrow. Just get out and play because you love to play and do your best every time you perform. And then that will show. And then, you know, eventually things will start happening for you, you know, like what's happened for you, Jason. And I just think it's a great, great story. So, well, listen, we hope to see you at the Great American Trucking Show in August. If not, you know, make sure you keep in touch with us and keep us up to date as to what's going on and some of the cool shows you play. And I know you're up there playing, but if you can, maybe somebody that's with you, or you can have somebody take a few pictures and send them to us. Because, again, I think it's just a cool story. We want to remind drivers they can get in on the Trucker Talent Search. Thank you to Overdrive for letting us be a part of it. They do a lot of, in fact, they do all the heavy lifting and we get to talk about it. So, this is the fun part. They do all the serious stuff. So go to overdriveonline.com, not only to get involved and learn about the Trucker Talent Search. Again, the entry deadline is May 1st, but also to, of course, keep up with the latest headlines, overdriveonline.com. Jason, great talking to you. What a great story again. I hope to talk to you again down the road sometime. Stay safe and please keep in touch with us. All right.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, everybody there at Red Eye Radio.
Thank you, buddy. Congratulations again.
Red Eye. Radio.